This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Death is most people's second greatest fear. Their primary greatest fear, the number one fear ahead of death, of their own individual life coming to an end, is generally in the form of public speaking. Most people are more afraid of public speaking than they are of their own life coming to an end, right? I cannot remember who to attribute this to. So please, I'm not trying to take this as my own. I just don't remember who it is. I heard recently that someone said, people would rather be in the box than be giving the eulogy at the funeral. And it's so crazy, but it's so true. People would rather be in the box and be the one that people are talking about at the funeral than have to stand up and give a eulogy at somebody else's funeral. And it's funny, but it's true. And the reason why it's so true, and again, this directly applies to sales. And of course, everything in life is sales. Just as a reminder, you can use this anywhere in your life and look at where this might show up in your life when it comes to change and going after what you want, being held back from what you want, being successful in the goals that you set, as well as in your sales process and what you do with helping move people forward and persuading them to buy once you determine if they're qualified. The key is understanding that that part in our brain is still there, where it's afraid of being kicked out of the tribe, upsetting the tribe. And it's so important because what happens, and this is where a lot of issues in sales during the conversation, and then also once the transaction is done, where you have buyer's remorse and people who canceling or calling back with issues and they want to back out of the deal or they want to return what they bought. The key is that they're worried about embarrassment, being ridiculed, being made fun of, looking bad, looking wrong, making a mistake. All of those things, all of those type of emotions or reactions are a part of us that then triggers this feeling like, if I get embarrassed and I look bad because of a decision I made, I'm going to get kicked out of the tribe of humans. What does this have to do with public speaking? And where does that tie in? I firmly believe that most people do not like public speaking, not because they don't have something to say. Everyone has something to say. I mean, you get most people to open up about something they know about, care about, they're passionate about, something from their life, something, some kind of experience. You can't stop most people. The rub is that what they're afraid of is messing up or saying the wrong thing or getting somebody upset or getting called out for maybe something they said wrong or don't know. And then that embarrassment, that looking bad, that being made fun of, that is in our mind. Because again, at a deep level, if we mess up and we upset the tribe could kick us out. And again, I know that sounds dramatic, but it's so true. And if you compound that fact where that's in our brain, and some people, again, are more driven by that than others. More people, there's some people who either that's not in their way and they have no problem performing. And, you know, if you've seen videos of musicians, rock stars, performers, actors at a young age, you can see as a young age, they didn't have that inhibition and they just went for it and they didn't care and they wanted any audience at any time. There's those people. It's great. For the rest of us, myself included, do not like the thought of public speaking or didn't for the longest time because of that. And again, if you compound that with most people's childhood experiences, which is that sometime in early childhood in school, you stood up to do a presentation, it didn't go well. Or if it went okay for you, I know for myself, what I saw is other people who it didn't go well for, and then they got ridiculed or they were embarrassed and they got made fun of and they got shunned and picked on, right? It doesn't even have to happen to you. A lot of times you could see someone else go through a difficulty or a challenge like that in front of the tribe, in front of the group, in front of the class. And then you can see that and go, I don't want to go through that. Please don't make me go through that. The last thing I want to do is get up there and face what Johnny just went through. Please don't make me do it. So that leads to us in our brain confirming We want to do what the tribe does. We want to do what our friends do, our family does. We want to buy what people have. We want to color within the lines. And we want to move forward and do what other people are doing so that we can stay safe. We want to follow the rules of our tribe, and we want to stick with that so that the tribe keeps us as a part of it and doesn't kick us out, because we don't want to be alone. The biggest thing that our mind is afraid of is being left alone, because when you're left alone and shunned, because we are a social creature, you're left out there in the wilderness. It, not only is there a loneliness factor of not being around other humans, but there's also the fact that out there in the wilderness on our own, good luck. Some people could survive. Most people can't, especially in our comfortable society. Most people, if you're like, you're kicked out of the tribe of humans, go up in the mountains, you're banished, good luck. Most people aren't going to make it very long, right? I would hope so, but most people I know feel like they're not going to make it. So the last thing they want to do is upset the tribe. If all of your friends have iPhones, you're going to get an iPhone. If all your friends have Android and are anti-iPhone, and that's the tribe that you're with, that's what you're going to do. Right? If your tribe votes this way or feels that way or lives here or does this or goes on these kind of vacations, you're going to do that. Your prospective customers are human, and they have that part in their brain that they are constantly afraid. They are afraid of change. They're afraid of change for their own well-being. They're afraid of making a mistake that could then get them kicked out of the tribe of humans. And they want to stick with what they know. Here's the main challenge, though, is if you're selling them something that they've never bought before, that they might not even be fully aware of how it works, that they couldn't just order online, then you are expecting them to change. And when you expect them to change, you might not realize it. You might not have called it that and put those words on it. When you're expecting them to change, you are fighting a force that is much, much greater and more experienced than you, right? And it is a tough one, because it's not just you versus this consumer. It's not just you versus this potential buyer. You got to overcome their objections and come up with slick rebuttals and move the conversation forward and use the right transitions and, you know, have the right confidence and close in the right way. Like, that's important. That's all on the surface, but you're really up against something much deeper than that. And of course, there are customers who just sign up easy. Doesn't take a lot. They don't have many objections. You're not having to deal with that. That's not who I'm talking about. That's not who I'm trying to help you persuade. I want you to persuade the others that are more stuck, that are more afraid, that you know you can help, that are still craving and needing your assistance. Those are the ones that I want you to be effective with. That's the difference between you achieving your financial goals and your goals in life and what you want and going after what it is that you desire, what you have on that vision board. That's the difference between that and being an order taker and failing at sales or just meeting the minimums and being unhappy, being worried that you're constantly going to be fired or without a job or broke, whatever that is. That is the difference. The difference is you being able to understand this and help those people who are stuck because their brain is afraid of change, because that change equals death. And your job, once again, is to help people feel safe, successful at fear elimination. That is your one job. When you do that, conversations are easier. You understand them more, and you don't take things like objections and roadblocks as personal, because it's not about you, unless you're a jerk, unless you're an ass, right? Which sometimes I see. And then those people get objections, and it's because they're triggering it. Most people, though, they're nice and they care and they're trying to help someone from their sales role, and they get objections. Don't take it personal. It's not you. It's eons and eons of subconscious programming and training that has kept us alive, that has made us successful, that has helped us thrive as a species and get to where we are right now. So remember, that's what you're up against. Make sure to remember that, to focus on that, to look at that. And then, because it's always fun, it's not just about your customers, it's about you. Where does that show up in your life? What can you do that is holding you back, where you don't want to do something different? I talked about this a couple weeks ago when I was talking about strengths. Try Toastmasters if you want to get better at speaking and presenting. I will tell you, I did it for 2 years. It's scary. I, even to this day, when I'm about to get up on stage, I feel like I'm literally going to go to the bathroom and throw up all at the same time. And I just feel sick. And it's that primal part of my brain that's like worried I'm going to screw up and look bad and then get kicked out of the tribe. And I just do it anyway. So the more you can focus on yourself, what can you change? What can you do different? Where do you see that barrier to change and your comfort zone get in the way of what you want or things that you could do or new adventures or new relationships or new things in life? So I challenge you to also look at that. That's super important to understand. You've got to realize that your job. This is why I talked about the being a sales leader last week and pulling people along on your mission towards that vision for them, right? It's all about them, which I'm going to cover a lot in the upcoming sessions. It's all about them. It's got to be about them. It's the only way to be successful is to make it about them. And your job is to facilitate that change. Your job is to make them feel safe. And SAFE is an acronym I use, which is successful at fear elimination. Successful at fear elimination. That is your one job. You have this one job, which is to make them feel safe. Again, successful at fear elimination. When you can do that, not, well, I guess I would say if you can do that, you'll have a transaction. But once you do that, when you make them feel safe, when you help facilitate that safety, you will get them to see that change is okay, that it's going to be all right, that it's okay, right? And think about it, right? If you've ever gone to a new restaurant, somebody says, hey, let's go to this new restaurant. It's great. I went there last week. It was fun. It was fantastic. The food was great. The service was great. And you're like, I don't know. I've never been there. I've never had that type of food, right? There might be some hesitation. That other person's trying to help you feel that it's safe, right? That it's okay. They've gone ahead, they've scouted it, they came back alive, everything is okay, and you should try it as well. And hopefully you have the same shared experience that they do. And of course, we've all had that where we've gone to a restaurant where somebody just raves about it and thinks it's amazing. And I know for myself, and I've been in those situations where I go with them, okay, sounds good, let's go try it. And I'm just like, this is not good. Like, we have different tastes. Like, this was not a good place and the service was not good or whatever that might be. And, you know, but to get there, to go into the restaurant, to sit there even at all, it's about feeling safe. It's risk. And of course I get it, right? Choosing a restaurant, going to a new restaurant, it seemed like a silly example, but for some people I know, they literally like to go to the same restaurants every time. They don't like to try something new. They're worried about something new. They don't like certain foods. They've never had a certain food. You know, maybe something that's not within their normal area where they live. And so they're not interested in trying it. Some other people, super adventurous, will try anything because they know there's really no risk. You're out some money. Hopefully you don't get sick. There's enough food safety rules, at least in the US, that you shouldn't get sick. And so why not try it? Why not risk change? Remember, as a sales leader, again, that's a leader of the transaction, of the conversation, your job is to help them feel safe. Your duty is to help them feel safe, successful at fear elimination. That's one of the main parts, right? So we're talking about buying something new equals change. Change is scary. Change could equal death. The known is safe. Now, I'm talking about the individual so far and what could put them at risk of, let's say, harm or death, where they choose something and they could die. Now, most likely you're selling something that will not directly impact somebody's ability to survive and stay alive, right? So, you know, I work with companies who are helping someone get out of credit card debt, or with the other forms of debt, or with their utilities, or it could even be furniture or their business. And buying from you isn't going to necessarily kill them, right? They aren't risking life and death by buying. Now, I will say though, is that there are times when somebody does buy or doesn't buy, and if it's a mistake either way, then that could lead them to a chain of events that could lead to the worst case scenario. We kind of talked about that before when I covered fear setting a few weeks ago for you and your goals, which is if you don't go after what you want, what's the worst case that happened? Or if you try and you fail, right? If you call that person and they reject you and they say, no, they're not interested, what's the worst case? And then the worst case and worst case, ultimately ending up with maybe you living under a bridge or being homeless or, you know, alone. And so we know that's most likely not going to happen, but that's what your customer's brain is thinking. And obviously you're hopefully not in any way going to affect that, whether they buy from you or don't buy from you. So that's one part. And that's just half the equation when we're talking about this part of our primal brain, it's afraid of change. And I'm just going to keep hammering that because it's so important. When you get this concept, especially, it will change the way that you sell and look at sales because you will understand the other person. You will have empathy for what's going on in their brain that they cannot control, that we all have, that at times we're not even aware of. So when you get this, it's, trust me, it's a game changer.